A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. And my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, and plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power, a proof of the Spirit and power of God operating on me and stirring in the minds of my hearers the most holy emotions, and thus persuading them. It goes on in verse 5 to say, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men and human philosophy, but in the power of God. You might recognize these words and the full explanation of the verse as not being the normal Bible. It is the Amplified Version, sometimes very useful to explain some of the words. And I'd like to emphasize today the part where it says at the end of verse 4, holy emotions. It is possible that one, even in the Christian faith, is over-emotional, and it is because of emotions stirred up by men. And sometimes we can stir up our own emotions and imagine them to be from the Spirit of God. One of Charles Finney's great regrets at the end of his life, and he wrote this in a book, was that they had overused emotion and sometimes had men in different parts of the hall to stir up the emotions of the people because they were more receptive to the message and would become, well, extremely emotional. We often do say, and it is clear that God doesn't want us to have our faith resting in emotions, but the truth is that we are emotional beings. We are body, soul, and spirit. And the soul is where we have various emotions, and they can be used or abused by men. But God has made us, and He can also stir up holy emotions, as He says in verse 4. I did recently speak from the book of Acts where Paul and Barnabas were preaching, and it says that the devil was also at work, stirring up the emotions of the people against the message of God. So emotions can be used in many different ways. So those were certainly not holy emotions. But you need to ask yourself, are you allowing the Holy Spirit to stir up holy emotions in you when you hear the preaching of the word, or perhaps when you preach the word? Imizwa uyasebenzisa njengomoya kaNkulunkulu noma kube inyama nje, kube wena. Mhlambe uvusa imizwa yabantu, mhlambe kube sengathi umoya kodwa inyama. It's like it is the spirit, but it is the flesh.